Iowa's 4th Congressional District covers the northwest and much of the north-central part of the state. It's the largest and most conservative, with 38% of registered voters Republicans. That has not stopped Democrat Kim Weaver from launching a campaign to unseat 7-term incumbent Steve King. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer reports.
It's the biggest by far.
39 counties.
Do you have a map in your district?
I have one on my phone.
Candidate Kim Weaver shows a map of the 4th to California Congressman Eric Swalwell, who was born in the district. He came through to campaign with her earlier this month. Swalwell says Weaver is someone he'd like to work with.
And I want a colleague like Kim in Congress because we need more hands toiling away to lift so many students out of student loan debt.
Weaver's made student loan debt a key part of her platform. She has 3 adult children shouldering college debt. At this gathering in Ames, she explains her program to help people earn credit against that debt.
So what I would like to do is propose a program, I'm calling it iGive, generating investment through volunteer engagement.
Weaver says borrowers would dedicate 4 hours a week to community service. In exchange, interest and payments are deferred, and at the end of a year, a portion of the debt is forgiven. Community members who need help with chores, such as laundry or grocery shopping, would be potential beneficiaries of the volunteer time. Weaver says her work as an ombudsman for residents in assisted living or nursing homes helped her come up with the plan. A resident of Sheldon, Weaver is a Democrat in a district where just a quarter of voters register with her party. Currently, the 4th is represented by one of the most conservative members of the U.S. House.
My job is to be the conscience of the constitutional conservatives in Congress.
That's Steve King, talking with Republican Party loyalists in Nevada. He told them from his perch far on the right, he can debate the most left-leaning Democrats, such as Florida Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
When we debate and when we argue, the people in the middle have a chance to listen to her argument and mine, and then they can make up their minds. And it helps us get to a resolution, whether or not either one of us support that resolution.
King says he's spent years under a Democratic president and before that in a Democratic-controlled House pushing an agenda that hasn't gone far. But he says it's what his constituents want. For that reason, he's declined to debate Weaver.
Well, I thought it through and I couldn't come up with a single reason to debate.
King says people know where he stands and wouldn't learn anything new from him in a debate. But Weaver, who competed in speech as an Iowa State University student, has her own ideas about his reluctance to debate.
I can think of several reasons, because maybe I'm articulate, intelligent, have good ideas. He might risk looking like a fool.
ISU political scientist David Peterson says the reality of the race is that King doesn't have to campaign.
He's got name recognition. He won with 65% of the vote last time. He doesn't really need to do much.
In fact, Peterson says it's probably better for King to do little.
The more attention he draws to the race, the more that probably helps his challenger than it helps him.
Peterson says that's because if King were more engaged in the race, Weaver's message would get out more. While it can seem that incumbents get a free pass for re-election, Peterson says it's not just the fact of them already being in office. It's how they got there.
They won last time, and they won last time in part because they're a good fit for their district. King is a really good fit for his district.
And that was in evidence at the Nevada event. Voter Charlene Jarbo of rural Fernald sees King as honest and straightforward. She says he advocates for her beliefs in Washington. For example, regarding immigration, she doesn't want refugees resettled here.
Keep the people from coming in. Do not bring in the people from Syria.
King has come under fire nationally for his remarks about not wanting Syrian refugees to come here and for claiming the superiority of people descended from white Europeans. But while Peterson sees King's re-election as inevitable, that doesn't mean the 4th District will go all in for Republicans.
For Steve King, the difference between 65 and 60 is trivial. But when it comes to aggregating up to the statewide vote, the difference between 65% in the 4th and 60% of the 4th could be pivotal.
In other words, even if Democrats in the 4th can't get Kim Weaver elected, they could make a difference in which way Iowa's 6 electoral votes go in the presidential race. In Story County, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.